Well, Cameron, nearly at the end we got back into it, but what's your thoughts after that one?
I think looking back at last week, we just wanted to bounce back and put on a good performance. And especially against the side in the league above, we just wanted to go out and play our way again and beat us again and be confident. And a little bit of a shaky start, which was expected. They got their early goals and they never looked back. But then we put the pressure on them and 2-1's a very respectable result. Do we think we could have got it to 2-2 and possibly gone to penalties? Yeah, but it's just one of those things. It wasn't meant to be.
Changed the formation. You've been an ardent three at the back for a very long time now. Was that with regards to, you know, the threat that they had, but also Tramway in the back of your mind as well to go for it at the back?
Yeah, I think it was a bit more tailored towards the Liverpool Feds, kind of their quality and their standard of play, and we thought we can't be quite egotistical in our approach, and it was more a pragmatic approach of trying to just be solid and consistent throughout the whole side and trying to be hard to beat more than anything. So it was, I think, more so for the FA Cup and for a team in the league above.
Let's talk about the team above then. We've obviously played two teams from the division above. This was the third time we played a team. What have we learnt, and do you think we can mix it up next year in the same division?
Yeah, I think it's just the physical element. I think the tactical element. I think there's a lot of experienced players that we've played in the teams we've played against. But I think we're more than capable of pushing for that league straight away as soon as we go in there with a couple of changes maybe. But we've learnt a lot in terms of the quality and the patience, and the standard is quite a big jump. But it's nothing we see that's beyond us, 100%.
Attitude-wise, it was a lot different to last week. It was always going to be tough against a team above, especially given, you know, what happened last week. That second half display, you could tell. I mean, what was the team talk like at half time?
Yeah, we addressed it on Wednesday night before training, and then we addressed it with getting everyone here early again. And it was that desire and that commitment and understanding where you are. You're at a beautiful stadium with some amazing fans, amazing facilities, and we've got to be a little bit grateful for that. And sometimes players seem to forget that. So I think just getting them to be grounded again and be a little bit humble. It's easy to win every week and think it'll turn up and you'll beat every team every week, but you've got to earn it, and they've shown that in that second half performance, the desire, the commitment to put them under pressure, out of their comfort zone, and really thinking about being panicky in that last 5 to 10 minutes.
Good determination from Chambers and a good finish in the end. But like I said, we just ran out of road at the end, didn't we? If we did get that equaliser, though, it would have been thanks to Chloe Ainsworth, really. I mean, some of those saves.
Oh, honestly, man of the match already. Like, hands down, we don't have to vote for it. That kind of thing. She's pulled out some absolutely amazing saves, whether it's in the air and in the top corners or it's on the floor and she's sliding in. She was magnificent, and she's an absolute stalwart at the back and an absolute rock. And I think that can be undervalued at times as well, where you expect your goalkeeper to do that. But in these big games, she's come out good and she's done really well.
So you wanted a response, even though we're out of the FA Cup. I think you got that response, certainly the second half. That takes us to Cheadle Town next week, back to the bread and butter stuff of the league. What do you think heading into that game now? Where are we?
I think I'd have been a little bit more worried if we didn't score. I think we deserved to get the goal. So I think going two games without scoring would have been a tough one to take. I think we've got our confidence back. We're finding our feet again. And I think when it comes back to the league, we're a different kind of team, a different mentality. We want to win and get 3 points every week. So I think the girls, and they've already said it to me in the change, they can't wait for next week. And we want to finish well before Christmas.